Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 86, Being Led by the Holy Spirit. How we are led by the Spirit. Paul writes, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Romans 8:14. This is one of the clearest statements in Scripture about what defines the people of God. Being led by the Spirit is not an optional feature of Christian maturity. It is the identifying mark of every believer. The Spirit does not simply influence your life. He leads you. He guides your steps. He shapes your thinking. He directs your desires. The Christian life is not lived by instinct or self-effort. It is lived by the Spirit who dwells within you and who continually points you toward the Father. Paul continues this theme when he writes, "God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Galatians 4:6. The Spirit's leading begins with identity. Before He guides your decisions, He anchors your heart. He reminds you that you belong to God. He does not push you with fear. He draws you with assurance. His leading flows from relationship, not pressure. You are not driven like a servant. You are guided like a son or daughter. The Spirit's voice is not the voice of condemnation. It is the voice that continually calls you back to the reality of your adoption. David prayed, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Psalm 143:10. David understood that the Spirit does not merely reveal God's will. He teaches the heart to desire it. He aligns your will with God's will. He leads you into uprightness, not by demanding performance, but by producing transformation. The Spirit's leading is not mechanical. It is relational. It is the work of God within you, shaping your inner life so that obedience becomes the fruit of His presence rather than the result of your striving. Isaiah gives another picture of the Spirit's guidance. "Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30:21. The Spirit provides clarity. He speaks direction. He guides your steps in ways that are personal, present, and faithful. His leading is not vague or mystical. It is the steady voice that aligns your path with God's purpose. To be God's child is to be Spirit-led. Everything else in the Christian life flows from this reality. The Spirit leads with truth, with assurance, with clarity, and with the constant reminder that you belong to the Father. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.